Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Friday we bring you helpful information about a subject that's of interest to just about everyone. Health. The following is an article from the online website medicalnewstoday.com. The article was written by Tim Newman. Eating beans daily may help reduce inflammation and lower cholesterol. A recent 12-week study involving participants with prediabetes found that a simple dietary change may have significant benefits. The researchers found that, compared with consuming white rice, eating black beans or chickpeas was associated with reduced markers of inflammation, and consuming chickpeas was linked to reduced blood cholesterol. Because the study was relatively small and of short duration, scientists need to carry out more research to replicate the results. The findings have also yet to be published in a peer-reviewed scientific journal, but were recently presented in Nutrition 2025, the flagship annual meeting of the American Society for Nutrition in Orlando, Florida. However, because black beans and chickpeas are relatively cheap and considered healthy by experts, this type of intervention is worth exploring further. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, diabetes affects an estimated 1 in 10 people in the United States, the majority of whom have type 2 diabetes. This condition is marked by an inability to control levels of glucose in the blood. When blood glucose is elevated, it damages healthy tissues. Treatment can successfully manage type 2 diabetes and reduce the risk of damage, but there is no cure. Prediabetes, according to the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, is when an individual has blood glucose levels that are higher than normal, but not high enough to be diagnosed as type 2 diabetes. Prediabetes is not a guarantee that an individual will go on to develop type 2 diabetes, but the risk is elevated. Unlike type 2 diabetes, however, prediabetes can be reversed, so scientists are exploring interventions that could help this population. Because nutrition plays a pivotal role in the development of type 2 diabetes, many scientists are focused on dietary interventions. For their recent study, the researchers recruited individuals with prediabetes. They wanted to understand whether black beans and chickpeas, consumed daily, could influence biomarkers of health after 6 and 12 weeks. In total, the study involved 72 people. They randomized them to one of three groups, consuming one cup of white rice, chickpeas, or black beans each day. At the start of the study, and at weeks 6 and 12, the researchers took blood samples to measure levels of high-density lipoprotein, or HDL cholesterol, good cholesterol, low-density lipoprotein, LDL cholesterol, or bad cholesterol, C-reactive protein, a compound released in response to inflammation, and interleukin-6, IL-6, another biological marker for inflammation. They also measured glucose metabolism and blood glucose levels. At week 12, those consuming chickpeas had a significant reduction in total cholesterol levels. Meanwhile, those eating black beans had reduced levels of the inflammatory marker IL-6. However, the scientists did not identify any significant changes in glucose metabolism. Alongside the positive results linked to legume intake, there was also a more surprising finding. At the 12-week mark, the group consuming white rice had significantly lower levels of LDL or bad cholesterol than at the start of the study. This was a small, relatively brief study, so researchers need to carry out more work to understand the full benefits of these legumes on people with prediabetes. According to the authors of the study, they plan to continue this line of investigation. In particular, they want to focus on the links between metabolic health and the gut microbiome. Chickpeas and black beans are in the legume family, alongside peas, lentils, and other beans like pinto, kidney, and lima beans. Rich in protein and fiber, research has found associations between legume consumption and a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease. There's also some evidence that consuming legumes may be associated with a reduction in cancer risk. Medical News Today reached out to Maddie Gallivan, RD, a registered dietitian who was not involved in the recent study. We asked how legumes might reduce cholesterol. The soluble fiber in these legumes helps to lower cholesterol by reducing how much is absorbed into the bloodstream, she explained. Soluble fiber helps reduce cholesterol in a number of ways. For instance, it binds to cholesterol in the gut, carrying it through the intestines and out of the body and stool. According to Gallivan, beans and chickpeas are excellent examples of plant-based protein sources that are also packed with fiber. They also help keep you fuller for longer. When eaten as a part of a diverse plant-rich diet, she continued, beans and chickpeas can support a healthy gut microbiome. A variety of fibers from whole plant foods, like vegetables, fruits, whole grains, pulses, legumes, nuts, and seeds, will find the beneficial bacteria in your gut, encouraging them to flourish and support overall health. If you want to learn more about Ayers Lay and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Friday with more helpful information related to your health. I'm Roger Baker.